Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in God's likeness. He created them male and female and blessed them. On the day they were created, he named them Adam. Adam lived 130 years and became the father of a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years, and he became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years. Then he died. Seth lived 105 years, then became the father of Enosh. Seth lived after he became the father of Enosh 807 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Seth were 912 years, then he died. Enosh lived 90 years, and became the father of Kenan. Enosh lived after he became the father of Kenan 815 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Enosh were 905 days. Then he died. Kenan lived 70 years, then became the father of Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he became the father of Mahalalel 840 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. And all of the days of Kenan were 910 years. Then he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years, then became the father of Jared. Mahalalel lived after he became the father of Jared 830 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, then he died. Jared lived 162 years, then became the father of Enoch. Jared lived after he became the father of Enoch 800 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All of the days of Jared were 962 years, then he died. Enoch lived 65 years, then became the father of Methuselah. After Methuselah's birth, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and became the father of more sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not found, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years, then became the father of Lamech. Methuselah lived after he became the father of Lamech 782 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years. Then he died. Lamech lived 182 years, then became the father of a son. He named him Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands caused by the ground which Yahweh has cursed." Lamech lived after he became the father of Noah 595 years, and became the father of other sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years. Then he died. Noah was 500 years old. Then Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis chapter 6. When men began to multiply on the surface of the ground, and daughters were born to them, God's son saw that men's daughters were beautiful, and they took any that they wanted for themselves as wives. Yahweh said, "My spirit will not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. So his days will be 120 years." The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and also, after that, when God's sons came into men's daughters and had children with them, Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was continually only evil. Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. Yahweh said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the surface of the ground, man along with animals, creeping things, and birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them." But Noah found favor in Yahweh's eyes. This is the history of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. Noah walked with God. Noah became the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God saw the earth and saw that it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. God said to Noah, "I will bring an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them and the earth. Make a ship of gopher wood. You shall make rooms in the ship, and shall seal it inside and outside with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of a ship shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a roof in the ship, and you shall finish it to a cubit upward. You shall set the door of the ship in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third levels. I will bring the flood of waters on this earth to destroy all flesh having the breath of life from under the sky. Everything that is in the earth will die, but I will establish my covenant with you. You shall come into the ship, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ship to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of the livestock after their kind, of every creeping thing of the ground after its kind, two of every sort will come to you to keep them alive. Take with you some of all food that is eaten, and gather it to yourself, and it will be for food for you and for them." Thus Noah did. He did all that God commanded him. Genesis chapter 7. Yahweh said to Noah, "Come with all of your household into the ship, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. You shall take seven pairs of every clean animal with you, the male and his female. Of the animals that are not clean, take two, the male and his female. Also, of the birds of the sky, seven and seven, male and female, to keep seed alive on the surface of all the earth. In 7 days I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. I will destroy every living thing that I have made from the surface of the ground." Noah did everything that Yahweh commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. Noah went into the ship with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives because of the flood waters. Clean animals, unclean animals, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground went by pairs to Noah into the ship, male and female, as God commanded Noah. After the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the sky's windows opened. It rained on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day, Noah and Shem, Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, entered into the ship. They and every animal after its kind, all the livestock after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. Pairs from all flesh with the breath of life in them went into the ship to Noah. Those who went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him. Then Yahweh shut him in. The flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and lifted up the ship, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ship floated on the surface of the waters. The waters rose very high on the earth. All the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. The waters rose 15 cubits higher, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved on the earth, including birds, livestock, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. All on the dry land, in whose nostrils was the breath of the Spirit of life, died. Every living thing was destroyed that was on the surface of the ground, including man, livestock, creeping things, and birds of the sky. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ship. The waters flooded the earth 150 days. Genesis chapter 8. God remembered Noah, all the animals, and all the livestock that were with him in the ship. And God made a wind to pass over the earth. The waters subsided. The deep's fountains and the sky's windows were also stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The waters continually receded from the earth. After the end of 150 days, the waters receded. The ship rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, on Ararat's mountains. The waters receded continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the tops of the mountains were visible. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ship which he had made, and he sent out a raven. It went back and forth until the waters were dried up from the earth. He himself sent out a dove to see if the waters were abated from the surface of the ground. But the dove found no place to rest her foot, and she returned into the ship to him. For the waters were on the surface of the whole earth. He put out his hand and took her and brought her to him into the ship. He waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out of the ship. The dove came back to him at evening, and, behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. He waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, and she didn't return to him any more. In the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ship and looked. He saw that the surface of the ground was dry. In the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ship, you, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, including birds, livestock, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. Noah went out with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth after their families, went out of the ship. Noah built an altar to Yahweh and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Yahweh smelled the pleasant aroma. Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. I will never again strike every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night will not cease. Genesis chapter 9. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you will be on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the sky. Everything that moves along the ground and all the fish of the sea are delivered into your hand. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you. As I gave you the green herb, I have given everything to you. But flesh with its life, that is, its blood, you shall not eat. I will surely require accounting for your life's blood. At the hand of every animal I will require it. At the hand of man, even at the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood will be shed by man. For God made man in his own image. Be fruitful and multiply. Increase abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your offspring after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every animal of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ship, even every animal of the earth, I will establish my covenant with you. All flesh will not be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. There will never again be a flood to destroy the earth. God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. When I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow will be seen in the cloud, I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters will no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow will be in the cloud. I will look at it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. The sons of Noah who went out from the ship were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. Noah began to be a farmer and planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and got drunk. He was uncovered within his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it on both their shoulders, went in backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were backwards, and they didn't see their father's nakedness. Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him. He said, Canaan is cursed. he will be a servant of servants to his brothers. He said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem, let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. Noah lived 350 years after the flood. All the days of Noah were 950 years, and then he died.